This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel launched new attacks on Gaza Thursday. The airstrikes began hours after Saturday's shock invasion of Israel by Hamas militants that killed at least 1,300 people. Israel says it has dropped 6,000 bombs over the last 6 days, and officials vow there will be no let-up until the militants release the estimated 150 hostages seized during the invasion. The airstrikes have killed at least 1,500 people in Gaza. The United Nations says nearly 340,000 Palestinians have been displaced from their homes in Gaza, with more than two-thirds of them taking shelter in UN schools. Meanwhile, Israel's military continues preparations for a ground invasion of Gaza, with about 300,000 reservists deployed near the Gaza border. Despite deep political divisions that surfaced before Saturday's invasion, Israeli political leaders have formed a wartime unity government. VOA correspondent Henry Ridgewell reports.
In the wake of the Hamas attack, Israeli politicians, riven by bitter internal divisions, have formed a unity government. That may give pause to the country's foes, says former U.S. Middle East envoy Dennis Ross.
I don't rule out the possibility there'll be an all-out war, although Hezbollah was counting on divisions in Israel, and I think they've seen what they were thinking about Israel in terms of divisions is no longer the case.
Israel could seek to expand its strikes against Iran's allies and proxies beyond Gaza.
There's always the potential for Israel to strike elsewhere, of course, not just Lebanon, which would invoke a third Lebanon war, but potentially the widening of what is already underway between Israel and Iran indirectly.
But Israel is unlikely to attack Iran directly, says analyst Lina Khatib.
Because this would already stretch resources that this war have shown to be stretched.
Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
This is VOA News. NATO says the Western-backed military alliance will hold a major nuclear exercise next week. Thursday's announcement by Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg came after Russia warned it would pull out of a global nuclear test ban agreement. The exercise is scheduled to run from Monday until October 26 and will take place over Italy, Croatia, and the Mediterranean Sea. It will involve 13 NATO allies and a mix of warplanes, including advanced fighter jets and U.S. B-52 bombers. A judge in the western U.S. state of Colorado has rejected a legal challenge filed by former President Donald Trump against a lawsuit to keep his name off the ballot in next year's presidential election. AP's Lisa Dwyer explains.
The lawsuit claims the U.S. Constitution's ban on those who have engaged in insurrection from holding office applies to Trump, citing his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Trump's attorneys argued the case should be dismissed because of a Colorado law that protects people from lawsuits curtailing their free speech rights. State District Judge Sarah Wallace ruled that that law does not apply in this case. The Colorado case is one of several involving Trump that stand to test the Civil War era constitutional amendment, which has never been ruled on by the U.S. Supreme Court. Along with lawsuits filed in Minnesota and Michigan, the Colorado case has a good chance of reaching the nation's high court. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. Senator Bob Menendez is facing another federal indictment on corruption and related charges. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Federal prosecutors in New York City have rewritten their indictment against Senator Bob Menendez and his wife to charge them with conspiring to have him act as an agent of Egypt and Egyptian officials. The superseding indictment, which was filed in Manhattan federal court, says the conspiracy occurred from January 2018 to June of 2022. The new charge comes just weeks after the New Jersey Democrat and his wife were accused of accepting bribes from three New Jersey businessmen who wanted the senator's help and influence over foreign affairs. The couple has pleaded not guilty. I'm Shelley Adler.
Repeating our top story, Israel launched new attacks on Gaza Thursday. The airstrikes began hours after Saturday's shock invasion of Israel by Hamas militants that killed at least 1,300 people. The airstrikes have killed at least 1,500 people in Gaza. Israel says it has dropped 6,000 bombs over the last 6 days, and officials vow there will be no let-up until the militants release the estimated 150 hostages seized during the invasion. Israel's military continues preparations for a ground invasion of Gaza, with about 300,000 reservists deployed near the Gaza border. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.